You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, don't you? So really, really would, but you're doing in my head. It's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information. Ask me for what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thick of my fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, everybody, and this is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Special thanks go out to my friends and our listeners in Yuma, Arizona. I got alerted yesterday by Teresa Martinez, who's on Congressman Gozar's staff. We had a phone conversation yesterday, and she said they were out there talking about the fact that Darren Dammy is leaving the air this week, which is a tragedy here in Arizona. The one voice for freedom, but he's leaving on Wednesday for a variety of reasons. And I'm going to get Darren on in a couple of weeks to talk about that. But anyway, to my friends in Yuma, thank you so much for the fine recommendation. KTR would not touch me with a 10-foot pole, trust me. But I do appreciate you listening, and just keep listening right here on Global Star Radio Network. This is a great network with tremendous programming, and I don't think you could do any better for programming than what is offered here on Global Star. But anyway, shout out to my good friends in Yuma, and also hello to our listeners in KYH. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know you're one of our newer affiliates. We really do appreciate you, and help us spread the word of freedom. And I think you're going to like what you hear. First of all, let me just say, Dr. Ted, you are awesome. I mean, you have, and he's right, we don't go to get help for our health care until we're in crisis, and I always get in crisis and call Ted, and he bails me out. And you want him to bail you out? Healthmasters.com, and, you know, he gives that 5% discount for our listening audience. That's the number 5, Hodges, for the discount code for 5%. That's Healthmasters.com. Also, we're brought to you by Numana. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine, and you're going to need to have, you know, some kind of currency to carry over. We're going to get into that this hour. You're going to need a lot of stuff, but among the stuff you're going to need is food. And Numana beats everybody in the comparison test, and I mean everybody. And I've published the results on the commonsenseshow.com. That's why I represent them. They're cost effective. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life, no glyphosates, no GMO, none of that nonsense. So I would go investigate. You know, if you're new at this, try the grab-and-go bucket. 72 meals, you can just grab it and run. It's very, very practical. It's a kind of an either-or, you know, store it or take off with it. That's where I would start. Anyway, numana.com/Hodges, and the coupon code for 5% off is Hodges9. Again, that's numana.com/Hodges. Well, that takes care of our fine sponsors for this particular hour. We have a new guest, a first-time guest, on the air, and he got indoctrinated to yours truly, technical incompetence today as we were kind of weaving our way through his stuff. And my son's going to be handling a lot of technical work and work that I'm going to be doing here with our guest, Kent Lewis, here in hour number two. And I wanted to get an idea of what it is we're going to be looking at. Listen, fiat currency is dead. It is in its last throes, but there are a lot of phonies out there. There's a lot of nonsense. And help us navigate these waters is our guest, Kent Lewis. Kent, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Glad you could join us.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here.
Well, you're busy trying to educate people about, hey, be careful, not all of the cryptos, not all the blockchains, not all that stuff that we're being told is really good. Some of it is being controlled by the bad guys, and they're deceiving us that they're not in charge. Did I say that correctly?
Well, it's not really cryptocurrencies that we need to take a...
Right.
What we need to really focus on is what the central banks and governments are doing with digital ledger technology or blockchains. And what they are doing specifically is at the country level, or in our case, the federal level and the state level and the county level, they're placing tangible assets and commodities. So, for example, on the county level, they're going to assessor's offices and clerk's offices, and they're placing tangible assets in real estate or automobiles onto a blockchain. But when they're doing this, they're utilizing standardization. And, for example, in real estate, there is standardization called Real Estate Transaction Standards, or RETS, R-E-T-S. Anybody can look it up. And back in the 90s, I was one of hundreds of participants that were involved in creating or inventing RETS. And what RETS is, it is common data fields or standardization that allows software to communicate with the internet or other software. And so it's common data fields behind the scenes that might present multiple listing data. Okay? And so what they're doing is they're going to assessor's offices. They're actively doing this now, and they're putting the data onto blockchains and what have you. Well, the problem with this is once they have centralized blockchains, they will be able to utilize any cryptocurrency. It does not matter. It can be Bitcoin. It could be Pivx. It could be Dash, any anonymous currency, and then the transaction is not anonymous because they're utilizing standardization. They know who you are, and furthermore, they can tax you, or they can implement a worldwide tax or a value-added tax, or worse.
Well, let's go to the next step here. What I'm trying to think of the best way, where to jump into this, because there's a long conveyor belt here. Let's take the blockchain. Does blockchain control outside currencies, whether they be crypto or fiat?
Well, blockchain can be either a positive thing or a negative thing, depending on who's controlling it and for what purpose. If you take education or medical, blockchain, now for the listeners, blockchain and digital ledger technology are one of the same. Blockchain is just a simplified term for digital ledger technology. Okay? So for education, it's a wonderful thing. We can educate people around the world. But when it comes to finance or currency, and when we're talking, you know, I'm a libertarian, and when we're looking at the aspect of the central bankers creating a blockchain or an international blockchain, such as the International Monetary Fund has done, there's a company in China called ACChain.org that has created a cryptocurrency. I believe it's a copy of Ethereum. And in China, their pilot market was literally all the tea in China. And then they moved on from there and they created real estate tokens. And so basically what they did is they took Ethereum and they're placing, they proceeded on to bigger and better things, and they're placing tangible assets and commodities on the blockchain. And but they tied the cryptocurrency aspect of it to the IMF SDR. Okay? And then if you look at their illustrations of what they've done, they have a master node blockchain for the United States, for China, and for other countries around the world. And so now that's just a fact. Now this here is speculation. So let's kind of take it a step further. And let's assume that every country in the world has their own blockchain. And every country in the world places tangible assets and commodities on country-specific blockchains. Well, now you've got a cryptocurrency that's tied to the SDR. And let's also keep in mind that this is open source technology for anybody to take and duplicate. Now, the IMF has a currency that has been tied to their currency called the Special Drawing Rights, or SDR, in which they have always wanted to utilize as the world's reserve currency. Furthermore, what's more concerning is to look at the facts in which how many countries are depegging from the dollar in trading of oil as the dollar being the world's reserve currency. And when you add all of this, David, let me take it another step, Dave. You look at since 2008, every country in the world that has a central bank is either in near zero interest rates or at negative interest rates. Furthermore, the first two countries to announce a country-specific blockchain and country-specific cryptocurrency are the two countries, or two of three countries that I know of, that have been at negative rates, negative interest rates for years. And this is Japan and Sweden have been in negative interest rates for years, and they're the first two countries that have announced a country-specific cryptocurrency and blockchain. Okay? And so, you know, what they do is they gradually move forward and they plan. They're very methodical and well thought out in everything that they do. So what I would, and this is speculation, but there's a pattern that leads to it. I believe every country in the world will have its own blockchain with standardization, with assets and commodities added to the blockchains, and then every country will have their own cryptocurrency. Okay? Then at this point, there's over 1,400 cryptocurrencies on the exchanges now. At that point, they can accept payments from any cryptocurrency, and they know who you are. It doesn't matter if it's Dash or any anonymous currency, because they use standardization. They know who you are, and they can apply taxes. So when everybody in the industry always keeps saying, well, Bitcoin this, Bitcoin that, everybody focuses on the cryptocurrency. No. You've got to see what they're doing with digital ledger technology or the blockchain and standardization.
We seem to have lost you.
I'm sure.
There we are. Okay. Yeah, we cut out a little bit there, so I apologize for that. Can you say that last part again, please?
Everybody seems to focus on cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. And it's not Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies that people need to focus on. It's digital ledger technology or the blockchain and standardization.
Here's the trouble I have with my conceptualization of this. Will the blockchain control the cryptocurrencies?
Well,
is that the danger?
Okay. There's over 1,400 cryptocurrencies on the exchanges now. Once they have every country, in our case here in the United States, every state government, every county government has tangible assets and commodities added to their blockchain, utilizing standardization, they will be able to select any cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, or Ethereum, or my new cryptocurrency that circumvents the central banker's plans, even my 1776 token, they will be able to accept for payment. And they know who you are, and they can assess taxes or what have you. Because you're making a transaction on their blockchain that uses standardization. See, when you go
and you look at a multiple listing service, okay, you're going to see
let's say 100 different pieces of data about a particular property, okay? You're going to see the property owner's name, you're going to see the property type, you're going to see the address. But when you're looking at that on the computer screen, behind that computer screen is standardization or a common data field that tells computers or software what that data is. That's called standardization, okay? And let's say that you make a transaction with the county government or a state government or the federal government, okay? You have to complete an application in order to make that transaction, okay? So if you have to complete a transaction, there's standardization behind those fields. Everybody's on is online now. It's easy to understand. They know who you are. It doesn't matter if the cryptocurrency is anonymous or not. In order to retain that asset, you have to enter your name and address and phone number. And that was their plans from all along. It's not about the cryptocurrency. It's about the blockchain. And it's about using standardization, because then they can use any selected cryptocurrency for a transaction, and they can impose taxes. And you could even take it a step further to whereas if a country has a country-specific cryptocurrency, if you're politically incorrect, they control the asset, they can control your currency. If you're politically incorrect, they could potentially, hypothetically fine you, okay? And so everybody seems to be focusing on Bitcoin. Bitcoin, you know, it's irrelevant. It is irrelevant who invented Bitcoin. What is relevant is what the central bankers are in fact doing with Bitcoin now, or digital ledger technology. Okay? And I wrote a report called The Evil Central Bankers Blockchain. And hopefully Dave will put it available on his website and on his YouTube channel for anybody to download. It is undisputable fact. I provide 20-plus links of factual information on what they are doing. It's just undisputable fact. They're going to a cashless society and probably most likely negative interest rates. And that will be their instrument of debt, is the negative interest rates. That's an assumption on my part, not fact.
Well, I think you're right on the money here. You're talking about preventing the opting out of the system. Unless you're a hunter and gatherer, they're basically going to keep you entrained in the system, and they're going to control every transaction. They're going to tax every transaction. Yes. I would guess, too, that they'll even find a way to regulate garage sales. Think they could do that?
No, I do not. No, that there is impossible, and that's where I created a plan to circumvent the central bankers' plans, okay? And so what I did is I created a cryptocurrency called 1776. And what we did is I identified different technological approaches in which we can do to circumvent, to a certain degree, what they are doing. And I created a platform called freedom.social. It's www.freedom.social. And I won't go into the technical aspects of the particular cryptocurrency, but to a certain degree, it circumvents what they're doing, because we created a marketplace called Freedom Market, in which is similar to Craigslist, but it's worldwide. And people can purchase products and services from the marketplace utilizing the 1776 token. But in the future, people need to understand, as long as the governments control particular assets, you know, for example, the assessor's offices, they keep all the real estate data. The clerk's offices control all the automobile data and other data, okay? And as long as county governments and state governments control this, well, they control the asset. Okay, and so therefore, if you make a transaction, if you buy license plates, if you register your vehicle online, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Okay. Let's say, for example, in the future, they go to the food market, which has standardization, and they add all the different food onto a blockchain. Okay. They are going away from paper money. We will not have paper money anymore. You will maybe have a Visa card, but it will be done through a cryptocurrency. It could potentially be called the dollar token, you know, or the dollar coin. Okay. And in my opinion, my extremely informed opinion, they are going to enslave humanity. And that's what they do, you know. I, for one, don't want to participate. No, thank you.
Give us a couple of broad examples about the enslavement that could be coming. If they get their way.
Well, I'm under the impression that, and through a factual, see, I'm not a really per se conspiracy theorist. I personally like to lay down factual information. And through factual information, it creates a pattern. So if we look, for example, Monsanto taking over 70% of small farmers throughout America, if we look at solar radiation management, the way that they are spraying us like bugs, it's undisputable. You can go to the Harvard website. It is not conspiracy theory. If you look at the facts of Fukushima and the majority of seafood that has been affected in the Pacific Ocean, okay, vaccines, you know, if you watch the movie Vaxxed, it's undisputable proof that you know, and I could just keep going on and on with factual evidence. To me personally, when I look at the pattern, I believe that they're not really the United States government, but people that the shadow government, the deep state, and even above that, they're in fact committing, in my mind, soft genocide on humanity. And to me, heck with cryptocurrencies. That, to me, is the biggest factor, okay? Because if we don't have an environment, this geoengineering is killing off the pollinization of bees. And if we don't have crops, it doesn't affect GMO crops, okay? But if we do not have healthy food to eat, if we don't have clean water, what good is the economy? What good is politics if we are all dead? And I can prove every word that I'm saying. If anybody listening to me will go to freedom.social and create an account, there is factual information on every word that I state.
The words that and the views you're expressing here are commonly expressed on this show by myself and many of my guests. So I don't think it's conspiracy theory. I think it's conspiracy fact. And I agree with you about the soft genocide, which could turn hot at any moment. But when we look at the manipulation of monetary exchange, regardless of the form that it's in, I see the potential to starve people into submission, and I'm talking potential now, much like what Stalin did to Ukraine when they wanted some freedom. I see the potential to basically bankrupt communities who might be viewed as not being totally cooperative with the central authority. This is how I see the danger of the control of the blockchain. Am I viewing that the way that you view it? If not, what are the differences?
Yeah, I think when you make that statement, with the evidence that I look at, with countries having their own country-specific cryptocurrency and then requiring specific transactions being conducted with their country-specific cryptocurrency, and then you add in the fact that the commodities and the assets are within their blockchain, and then you take into consideration Al Franken just a month ago suggesting that political speech be outlawed or controlled or censored within social media. Yes, I think you have a valid point, potentially.
Well, I like to look at though, because let's put it this way. When the bad guys, as I label them, lay down plans, I don't look at it always at face value. I look at how they could use this against me, against my countrymen, against the world, humanity in general. And I'm programmed to think that way because I've seen it happen far too many times. These people are about the degradation of humans and basically the Judeo-Christian society we have here in America. Mm-hmm. They're against all this. And I've seen time and time again them lay down things that are bad. Let's just go back to the creation of the Federal Reserve. The creation of the Federal Reserve was to create a debt economy from which they could profit from, and basically they were stealing the fruits of our labor being the common working person. And now, the way you're describing this, I think this is potentially a whole lot worse than the creation of central banks. This is the ultimate central bank.
It is. And, you know, I never bring up who invented Bitcoin, okay, because it's irrelevant. What is relevant is what the facts are with what central bankers are doing with digital ledger technology or blockchain, okay? And every time I see an argument, people are discussing or debating Bitcoin. Well, Bitcoin's a cryptocurrency, okay, that's connected to a blockchain. And that's not whatever the intent was. The intent was to put assets and commodities onto centralized blockchains in which they can control, okay? And, you know, if they control the money, they control society, they control governments. They made that statement themselves. And I'm concerned, you know, when you look at other patterns of what they're doing, with the divide and conquer strategies, you know, back in 96 with Clinton signing into law the Telecommunications Act, which consolidated the media down into six multinational globalist controlled propaganda arms for the media. And then in, I believe it was 2012, President Obama signed into law he did away with the, I think it was called the Smith-Munts Act of 1948, in which outlawed propaganda.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm going to take your word on that.
Yeah.
What did,
yeah.
It, what
well,
did it do?
There's a petition on freedom.social for President Trump to reinstate this anti-propaganda act. Well, what it does is it allows the U.S. government to utilize propaganda on the U.S., on the United States people. So now they've got control, six globalist controlled media outlets that, in which it's legal to use propaganda or lies on the American public. And then they control Facebook and YouTube, and then okay, shows like yours are censored, and they call you fake news when you're telling the truth, and then they use propaganda on the sheep to control the narrative. And then they utilize Hegelian dialectic, they utilize divide and conquer tactics to turn people against each other. And then what I'm afraid of, what they're going to do is, since 2008, they've turned the entire world into an economic Ponzi scheme. When they collapse this and they can no longer pay for all the different benefits and the food stamps and Social Security, the people are going to be turned against each other. And they want, that's what people do not get. They want civil unrest. They want chaos. It's, their motto is control out of chaos. Right. And my fear is, that's where they're going with all this. And then they create some type of diversion. That's what they always do with the Hegelian dialectic. And then they'll come back out. And this is all hypothesis in theory. But I fear then they're going to collapse this entire world economy. And then the IMF is going to pounce up and go, don't worry, folks. We've got a solution. Here's our new world digital currency. You know, every country in the world will have their own cryptocurrency and blockchain. We got you covered. You're all safe. And then the sheep, being all fearful, will accept it. And they will accept their slavery.
Well, if they control your... Let me give you an example. I had Pat Wood on the show a couple of weeks ago from technocracy.news. And Pat was talking about this lady in China, and this has to do with censorship, but it relates very quickly into what you're talking about here. She made some mildly critical statements of the government on the internet, and the Men in Black showed up. And when they left, after she said, "Hey, I'm really sorry, I had a bad day, it won't happen again, I promise," she thought she was okay until a week later, she had been evicted from her university. The week after that, she was evicted from her apartment, and the week after that, she lost her job. And they had penalized her on a point system set up by Google to control people's internet behavior. Now, if we expand that to more of a macro scale, is that what you're talking about here, about the total control over people's lives?
Oh, yes. Heck yes. Yeah. You know, Zuckerberg has gone to China several times, and he's met with the heads of the IMF, and they have a whole different version of Facebook for China, you know, and it censors people. You know, what I do for a living is I design software, okay, and I hire programmers. And, you know, one thing that we have not covered is Bitcoin is, in fact, controlled by the central bank. And how that works, and it's a link within my report, in which I believe it's called the AXA Ventures out of France, invested in a company called Blockstream. Well, Blockstream is the core development company for Bitcoin. Now, I own software companies, and if I control development, I control the software, like Freedom.Social. Okay, so if Blockstream controls Bitcoin, well, AXA Ventures is their long-term CEO, was the long-term chairman of the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group is comprised of central bankers. Therefore, Bitcoin is, in fact, without discussion, further discussion, controlled by the central bankers. But again, cryptocurrency is just part of the equation. What they're doing is with standardization and adding assets and commodities to the blockchain.
Now, that begins to make sense. They're just kind of doing more window dressing and expanding the level of control. Well, how can people prevent this? How can they fight against it? What can organizations and individuals do?
Join www.freedom.social. Okay. And it's an entire ecosystem to recruit friends and family, to educate, to inform, for millions of people to organize under one umbrella. It's a group-driven platform for existing organizations, for like Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, to Dane Wigginton's Geoengineering Watch, and I could go on and on and on. And what we need to do is get everybody under one umbrella and organize and plan and unite. Because if we don't get on the same page, and if we keep talking and going, "They're doing this, they're doing that," they're going to do it. And they don't give a what we think. Okay? We have to get organized and create action plans and say, "No, you're not going to spray us like bugs. No, you're not going to force GMO foods on us," you know, and on so and down the line. You know, that to me, what they're doing to us with soft genocide is first and foremost priority. Okay? Because what good is politics and money if we're all dead? Okay? And then we can focus on politics, you know, and we can get the corrupt politicians out of office, and we can move forward. So on freedom.social, I created a platform. It's similar to YouTube. We've got quite a few YouTube channels that are posting there now. It's got live IPTV. We've got live interviews on there with screen share. There's many different groups in which people can join and get involved. Anybody listen to me? I'm so sincere. If you don't get involved and start taking action, it's over. not only our country, but all of us are dead. And I believe that if you look at the patterns of everything that they're doing, it's the only logical assumption one can make. And I believe that's what PC was all about. And all this different discourse with turning people against each other. You know, black against white, Muslim against Christian, this against that. If you notice, it's always opposing sides. And everything is always the opposite of what it really is. What they do is they use the Solowitzki's rules for radicals. And one of the rules is you always blame your opponent for what you're doing. And then they utilize their media to make it look like the other side is doing what they're doing. And then people always come to me and go, well, governments are not that competent. It's not the government. It's think tanks. Like the RAND Corporation and the Travestock Institution. And, you know, that's a conversation for another day. You know, Pat Wood could address that. I'm a huge fan of Patrick Wood and his website. Anybody out there listening, his website is technocracy.news. But essentially, another thing that people can do is you need to prepare for the future, okay? We are giving away... Okay, listen, everybody. Cryptocurrencies can be either a good thing or a bad thing. If they are decentralized and you have a marketplace to go to purchase goods and services, they are a good thing. We created a marketplace called Freedom Market. It's within www.freedom.social. Then we created a cryptocurrency with a technological approach that circumvents, to a certain extent, what the central bankers are doing. We created 177,600,000 tokens, and we're giving away 100 million of those tokens free. But why would we give them away free? Because it's decentralized. And if we give away 10 free tokens to 10 million people, it can never be stopped. That's number one. Number two, when we enter the exchanges, we will have a very high valuation. So that the tokens, in, if you were to, let's say that you spent $250 and you got 1,000 of them, and it went high within the valuation, okay, and I can't guarantee that it would, okay, that wouldn't, that's just something you can't do. However, it is a way to be able to hedge yourself in the future in order to plan ahead of what I believe I've in fact proved. It's undisputable. If anybody downloads my report, it is fact. It is what the central bankers are doing. And so we have to plan ahead of time. You know, and yeah, I'm sure that every night, because I do listen to your show frequently, you know, that you cover the people need to have water and food for at least 3 months into the future. You know, and if you can afford gold and silver, you need to have gold and silver on hand. And you need to have some cryptocurrencies. Now, not everybody can afford $11,000 for a Bitcoin, but you can go over to freedom.social and get 10 free. And if you can spend $25 to buy, you know, 100 more, do so. Okay, I'm on the level. I shoot straight. I'm not an alarmist. I'm this far right extremist. You know, I'm a libertarian. You know, I'm pretty much in the middle. And I don't talk left-right politics. To me, it's all a lie, because all politicians are either sold out to globalism or have been blackmailed. And I'm over it. And I want to unite with you people. I want to try to save our country and save humanity. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Well, I think I'm trying to frame the next question here, because I think it's a summation question. But when I look at what you're doing, what I wonder, do we have to have... I know it'd be nice if we had someone in every country doing what you're trying to do, but can one break in this blockchain stop the domination that the globalists have for us? Are there key points that we can resist them at?
nitrated a technological approach within a private marketplace in which it is similar to Craigslist, in which people can, if, you know, if anybody, most of us that are listening to this have used Craigslist. But other than that, as long as government controls assets and commodities, there's nothing you can do. You know, other than... The problem is they control, their plan is so well thought out that they control the media. You know, they control most people's mind, and they force people to think either left or right. They don't care if you think left or right, as long as you're distracted by Trump versus Clinton, or, you know, whatever's left versus right. Well, up at the top, they're doing whatever the hell they want to do. Okay, and they control the corporations. They control the governments worldwide. They control the United States. The President Trump and our Congress do not run this country. Not even close. It's a facade. Okay, and they control the state governments, and to a certain extent, they control the county governments. Okay, but when you got somebody, if you look at my report on page one, you've got proof, factual proof, that the county governments are placing tangible assets and commodities on county blockchains utilizing standardization. Right. Now, those are good folks. Those are good people. Those are friends of mine. Okay, they're just doing what they're doing within a technological approach. Okay, but they are clueless. You know what the sickest part of this entire thing is? I don't know who invented Bitcoin, okay? But I know this much, that libertarians have been tricked into thinking that we are creating this bypass, or we're circumventing the central banker system. When that's not true. What I'm saying, anybody that's listening to me that's into cryptocurrencies or DLT, read my report. It is common sense fact. And it is for peer review. But you can't dispute it because there's factual evidence of what they're doing. To answer your question directly, Dave, no. There's nothing we can do. A sort of getting 300 million people to go to the government and say, you know what, you either do what we say that we need you to do because we are a government for the people, by the people, it's never going to happen.
Then the solution is?
I can't say that on the radio.
Okay, clean it up. But there's got to be, listen, no plan is foolproof. You know, I know that from being a longtime coach. No game plan is foolproof. No lesson plan is foolproof. They've made mistakes. Where have they made mistakes? Where are they vulnerable? What can the people do?
Join freedom.social. I said, you know what, guys? I do own it, okay? And I do pay, it's similar to another really cool platform called Steam, in which I pay everybody to participate within the 1776 tokens. What everybody can do is you can get informed, and you can bring in other people, invite other people to get informed. And then once we're informed, not only on cryptocurrencies, but on other subject matter, you know, like geoengineering and vaccines, to a certain extent, climate change, as our government and the UN sets forth, and just topic after topic, to make them stop what they're doing. That's what, when we have to start someplace, and informing, and educating, and recruiting, and then ultimately having common goals and objectives, and then taking action. Talking about it and pointing out what they're doing is going to get us dead. This is not a joke, people. They're straight. I'm talking to your audience. I mean, you and I.
Yeah,
really
I agree. I agree with what you're
page.
Saying, but let me direct this back to you, to my audience. So everybody joins freedom.social. Okay, then what's the action steps? Where do we attack them?
I propose that we mutually decide those. you know, I have reached out to it to top to subject specific experts to lead these groups. In each different group category, I provide them with the ability to broadcast live to all of their subscribers, to conduct live interviews for training, for education. And I provide tools to recruit. We provide tools to take action. That's, to me, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. And if I sat around all day talking about what I wanted to do, I'd be down sitting on the corner with a sign. I got to take action every day, every single day. Folks, if you believe in our country, and you don't believe, and you want to stop this evil, I believe it's demonic and evil, join the platform. I'm not going to look into B. Zuckerberg. I'll say this on the radio. I'd rather punch that guy in the face than shake his hand. He sold out to globalism. He sold out our country. And I created this platform for decent people. This is not a political platform to discuss left-right politics. You want to do that, go to Facebook. This is a platform for us to put forth factual information on what they're doing. Let me give you an example, Dave. These planes, okay, a friend of mine yesterday texted me a picture. He's in on the strip in Vegas, and he texted me a picture, and there is at least 12 chemtrails above his head, and it's like tic-tac-toe. They're going back and forth above the strip in Vegas. And it's like, how can people just sit there and think this is normal? Really? And then, so where are these planes fueling up? Where are they refilling with their microfilaments of aluminum and barium and other such metals? Okay, let's locate those bases where they're filling up, and then let's go to the local media outlets there, and let's get hundreds, if not thousands, of people to pick it. Let's get a testing expert, a soil testing expert, and a water testing expert in that community, and videotape them going like Dane Whittington does, and go out there and take soil samples, and then let's take that to the media outlets, and let's force them to report on this. Okay? We have to force the hand. If we don't, I'm telling you, our country's over, and most of us again, anybody listen to me? I'm just an old partying, wild, fun loving guy that's an entrepreneur. And I woke up after I realized the facts of what they did on 9/11. And I'm a patriot. I love my country. I love being free. And it angered me so much when I realized that the deep state or certain aspects of our government were in on 9/11. I went on a mission, and I created a platform. And then I started realizing what they were doing with the other aspects, as far, you know, the vaccines and geoengineering and our poison water. My friend Dave here lives in Phoenix. There was an Academy Award won by a movie called Aaron Brockovich. And I don't remember the technical term of the chemical found in the water. It was up in Oregon or Washington State, okay? Where Dave lives outside of Phoenix. But in Phoenix, if my memory, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, there is 60 times in the Phoenix public water supply of that same chemical in the Phoenix water supply. And nobody says a damn word. Not the media. And how does somebody win an Academy Award 10 years ago, whatever, how many years ago, for the same chemical, and now the media doesn't even report on it? Come on, people.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. It is a problem. Again, tell people where they can go to browse around, find out more, and ultimately sign up for what you do.
www.freedom.social. We also have www.freedomtube.social. Now, the new extensions of .social, it's relatively new to some people. So, you know, we have .com and .net. But dot social is the same thing as like a dot com. So it's www.freedom.social. And anybody that's sincere and genuine that wants to join in, let's do this. You know, let's do it peacefully. You know, let's don't be, you know, militant or saying we're, you know, we're going to do anything violent. But what we can do is we can set forth facts, and we can inform others, and we can educate others, and we can recruit others. And then we can go and we can take action. And if you're willing to just take action, we can save this. So come join us.
Okay.
That's what people can do.
Freedom.social.
Oh, and then the other thing that people can do is we're giving 10 free 1776 tokens to 10 million people. Go get your 10 free tokens, people. You know, hypothetically, if this goes up to $10,000 like Bitcoin, you've got $100,000. You know? Listen. Listen to me, everybody. If we get 10 million downloads, we will have the second largest blockchain in the world that's decentralized, that's not controlled by the central banks. When we go into the exchanges, we will be a top 10 currency, okay? And you will, just for going and getting 10 free tokens, you'll have a good amount of money for getting something free, okay? And the reason that I'm doing this is so that it can never be stopped. And I don't like the evil. I see what they're doing, you know, and I'm trying to do something about it, and I need those who are awake to quit, stop talking about it. Let's do something about it.
Right. Okay. It's new for our listeners. They're going to have to absorb it, but I think you broke it down. It's pretty understandable, and they can certainly go up to the site, freedom.social. Kent, thanks for joining us. We're out of time, but I do appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk about this, and keep us updated as to your progress.
Dave, you're a true patriot. Thank you for all you do, and thank you for having me on this evening.
Thank you very much. Our number three
Everybody
is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got, you're a lover, Christine Smith. What perspective she has on liberals. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side.